Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now.
Okay.
And get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. It is so wonderful to be with you this evening. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this show is all about giving accurate and thorough health information. You know, I truly believe that sharing is caring. Caring is sharing. And, you know, nobody really cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So I just want you to know that you are the reason that I am here. You are the reason that I do this radio show week after week, because I want you to be knowledgeable concerning your health, taking control of your own health. We have some exciting things going on for you. some really awesome things we're going to be bringing forth in the future. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. We have a young lady by the name of Julie Cummings, a.k.a. Jules, and she's going to be sharing some awesome information concerning hemp. You know, hemp is still taboo in a lot of scenarios. A lot of people really don't know what hemp is, you know, and I am just so excited that she's going to be with us this evening, and she's going to be giving us some interesting and some thorough and accurate information on hemp. I'm familiar somewhat with hemp. I love hemp seed. I use it a lot in different ways, and we're going to be talking about that a little later as well. But you've tuned in at just an awesome time, and I am so honored to have her with us tonight. But before we do that, my affirmation for tonight says, I bless my home with love. I put love in every corner, and my home lovingly responds with warmth and comfort. I am at peace. My home is a peaceful haven, and it truly is. Anybody that's ever been to my home know that there's just an aura in my home that just radiates peace and love. And I love it like that. So tonight we're just gonna be about the business of hemp. You know, I know a lot of times I've spoken to people concerning hemp, and they say, "Well, is that like marijuana?" And I say, "Well, it is a form of cannabis, but from what my studies have revealed, there are several different kinds, and this is something we're going to talk about tonight. I just want to remind you, if you have any questions, just feel free to press option 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll see your hand go up in the studio, and I can bring you in, and you can ask your questions and or your comments. And this is going to be a night of sharing. And after we leave this show tonight, after this show, you're going to know a lot more about hemp, okay? Okay, so I see my guest has entered the studio. So at this time, we're going to bring her in. And I am just so grateful and so honored that Jules would consent to come on the show tonight. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, Jules.
Thank you so much. I likewise feel as honored to be here, and I'm grateful to once again be spreading hemp education and knowledge, and every time I speak of hemp, I learn more, my own self. So.
And isn't that wonderful? Because isn't that what it's all about, sharing, you know, accurate and thorough information, dispelling the myths, you know, and just getting it out there exactly how it is. So we've got a full house tonight. So there's a lot of people that's interested in hearing what you have to say, and I am so happy about that. So at this time, I'm just gonna briefly introduce you to our listening audience, and I mean you can take it from there, and we're just gonna have a nice, easy time tonight as we learn from you. And I always tell my listening audience, get pencil and paper or pen and paper, because you're going to want to jot down some things. I also want to advise you that you can always visit my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and you can see what we're doing. You can see the upcoming classes I have and the seminars and lectures and things of that nature. You can find out more about the herbs that I offer and the different natural health modalities. But right now, at this time, for all of you health enthusiasts, I'd like to introduce to you Jules. She got directly involved in the hemp industry back in 1994, and she was deeply enlightened by the history, the facts, resources, and potential for the plant. Jules networked with over 25 hemp manufacturers within and around the hemp industry and have made it a goal to teach, educate, and spread the history of hemp in America while promoting for industrial hemp to find a safe haven in America's main market stream again. Welcome, Jules. It's a pleasure to have you with us this evening. So just start out by just telling us a little bit more, if you like, about you and what you do and this passion you have for hemp.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and thanks to all of the listeners for being a part of Doris's show tonight. I would like to start off with just a little thank you also for your herbal information on your website that I rolled across while doing some research. And it is a passage from the Bible. It's one of my favorites, from Genesis, verse 29 out of chapter 1. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for food." And that is one hemp fact that I would like to start the show off with, that it is a major source of food, fuel, oil, and fiber. And the main difference between hemp and marijuana is that hemp is a fiber and it is grown industrially. And marijuana, which are both slang terms used for cannabis sativa L, which is its scientific name, which is used for medicine. I have so many facts to go over, but I will start also with a fact that Henry Ford built his very first prototype car completely out of hemp, minus the windows, ran it off of hemp fuel and hemp oil. So that's just a lovely fact, since we're here in the Detroit area. A lot of people don't know that, but it
exactly.
is something that you can research.
But, Jules, listen, what got you interested in hemp? What fueled this passion that you have for hemp?
Well, actually, that would lead into a little story. And I was basically walking down the road in Cleveland, Ohio, which is not too far from my hometown, and I came across this little store called Hempfield. And I'd never seen it before. It was fairly new, so I had to go inside and see what it was all about. And after talking with the owner and learning every day, you know, for weeks, I visited there and ate the hemp cookies and drank the hemp coffee and bought some hemp clothing. It just inspired me, and I was forever on a mission to teach people and educate people about the positiveness of this plant and the beneficial aspects that it has for our world and our planet. So that's kind of how I got into learning about hemp for the first time, was back in 1994. And ever since then, I've always been a designer, creator, artistic, you know, and there's every aspect of hemp. I mean, the only thing, like I said, that you cannot produce out of hemp is glass. So...
Wow. So what are some of the uses of hemp?
Well, we have, first and foremost, our food, which is beneficial. It is packed with protein, nutrients, and official EFAs. Sorry about that.
Exactly.
Feed for our animals. Fuel, oil, plastics, paper, homes even are built completely constructed out of hemp concrete, hemp drywall, hemp insulation, hemp shingles, hemp flooring, hemp paint, I mean. And these two you can research online or in other areas, arenas of like libraries and such. There's so much information out there. And then researching today, I wanted to come up with, like, some companies that really did manufacture all of their products in America.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I spent probably about a half an hour on that, and I only came up with five. And they're more so like independent, customized items and such. A lot of the companies that manufacture the products import all of the raw material because hemp is not grown legally here in the United States. It hasn't been.
Exactly.
From
what countries are the mass producers of hemp?
What countries?
Yeah, I thought that China was one, but isn't hemp also produced in Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
Every major country that is an industrial producer grows hemp. Only in the United States of America is it not legal to produce a cash crop hemp field. And it basically goes back to 1937 when it was prohibitioned, basically by politics.
Okay.
And that is a way deeper discussion that I get, I don't know the right word to use for it. It goes deep into details. But if anyone would like to research that information on their own, hemp is legal in America to import as a finished product or as a hulled seed. And from the seed you can create milk, just like you can create soy milk, you can have
mm-hmm.
hemp milk.
Mm-hmm.
Every basic like cereals, milks, cheeses even, are available at your natural food stores, like Whole Foods here in Michigan. So anything that you can make from soy, you can produce from hemp. That, too, was another aspect that, you know, I was making hemp pizzas and hemp milk and hemp ice cream at home. And
exactly.
It was such a beautiful thing that I could not share it.
Right. Yeah, that's how I'm familiar with it, with the hemp seed, because it can be eaten raw and it can be roasted. It's awesome when it's roasted out of the little hull and in the hull. And it can be ground into meal, it can be sprouted and made into hemp milk, like you said, and it can be prepared as a tea and used in baking, and the fresh leaves can also be eaten in salads. Products, like you said, include cereal and waffles and hemp tofu and hemp nut butters and all kinds of things. Did hull hemp seed, the whole seed without the mineral-rich outer shell is absolutely delicious. There's hemp flour, hemp cakes, and a byproduct of pressing the seed for oil.
Absolutely.
And hemp protein powder is outstanding. And one thing I like about the hemp protein powder, as opposed to, say, the whey powder or some of the other protein powder shakes, is that I find that I don't get that bloating and that gassy-like feeling when I do a hemp seed shake, you know, as opposed to the whey shake. So, yeah, there's a lot of nutritious things that, you know, are done with that hemp seed. But I was really surprised to find out that hemp is actually a cloth, and you know, I say that because as a person that advocates for more natural fibers, you know, when you find out that this polyester is really a chemical, and it shouldn't even be worn, let alone worn out in the sunlight, because of the chemical effects that has a tendency to penetrate the skin. And I'm thinking, why aren't we using this more? Why aren't we using, you know, it's so efficient, you know?
And, I mean, it is the most complete food source. Back to the food part, I just wanted to add that it is the only food source with all 8 essential amino acids and all 4 fatty acids. I mean, it's the perfect balance. And it also supplies you with fiber, carbohydrates, and portions of vitamins and minerals. I mean, how much more, you know, purposeful and perfect could you have your food?
That's right. And it's a rich source of phytonutrients. And the phytonutrient is the disease-protective element of plants with benefits for protecting the immune system, the bloodstream, the tissues in the body, the cells, the skins, the organs, and the mitochondria. So, I mean, it's powerful, and hemp is the richest known source of polyunsaturated essential fatty acids known to man.
Doris, you have done some research.
Oh,
you are amazing.
Love it. I love hemp seed, but see, getting into the aspect of it that you're familiar with it, as far as, you know, I mean, this is really something. When I start looking into it tonight, just knowing you were coming on the show, I'm like, oh, my goodness. And to think that it's not legal in the United States, I'm just blown away by that.
Right.
But Jules, listen, we have a caller that wants to ask a question.
Thank
you.
So
did you want to say something else before we take this caller?
Go right ahead. I have much stuff here to share, so.
Okay, and you're going to have an opportunity to do that, too. Okay, we have a caller in the 415 area code. Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. I always knew that, you know, hemp was, you know, really important and really special, but I never knew the, like, smaller things and the smaller aspects of it because there's actually a cannabis club here in California that prints their seats on hemp. Their shades are hemp. Their tables are hemp. Most of the stuff in there is hemp. And, you know, they pride themselves off the hemp. And I was talking to one of the guys there, and he was saying, I was like, you know, I never knew that you can paper out of hemp. And, you know, and it's not like a flabby paper or anything like that. You know, he said, you know, it's amazing the things that you can make out of hemp and things that you can get out of hemp, but they just don't put it out there. It's just not, you have to actually search and find good things and find the information and, you know, run into people like you guys are actually speaking about it because it's so taboo or it's so,
And why,
you know,
do you suppose that is, caller? Why do you suppose that is?
Well, I mean, my whole answer is nothing that's good for you that's resourceful and good is ever going to be put in your face by the government. You know,
okay,
I kind of feel like I kind of feel like it's the stuff kind of like it's paper. They don't want to use alternative resources as far as going towards hemp. California is in such a deficit right now that they need all the help they can get with hemp and what actual cannabis can actually do for the state is amazing, but they just refuse to do it, and it's amazing to me that, you know, you got methadone and it's things like this, and people can find out facts on the methadone that they're, you know what I'm saying, taking things like that, but there's no actual knowledge, you know what I'm saying, that's just in your face about him. It's crazy.
Okay, but now you're in California, so isn't California a state where cannabis of all forms are legal?
Yep. Well, it's legal under California.
Or is it legal or is it deregulated?
Because you still have the federal government that puts their, you know, input into what the state makes as a law.
Okay. Jules, you had something you wanted to share there.
Yes. Well, I mean, we stand in the same legality here with cannabis, but I do believe the caller is referencing the medicinal of cannabis, not the industrial and food, fuel, and fiber, and paper. So, because we are all, like, prohibited from growing hemp in America.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Industrially. I mean, yes, it is technically the same plant. However, it does not produce the same properties. And when you are growing hemp, when I was educating back like in the year 2000, I would refer to hemp as the male plant, which it is.
And cannabis as the female plant, which it is.
Yes, and marijuana, as everyone knows the term marijuana, for the medicine aspect as the female. And that's how I kind of broke it down to educate the people who I was speaking to.
Okay.
Yes, and the plants are growing substantially different, and they are separate from each other always. Mm-hmm. Because the hemp plant would over-pollinate and actually weed it out. So you cannot grow them together industrially.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, is that what you were referring to, caller?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Same thing here with the alternative marijuana medicine here now. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, caller, for calling in. We really appreciate your input tonight.
No problem. I can hear love.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Jules. Okay, so listen, let me ask, why is the growth of industrial hemp in the United States so heavily regulated?
Well, I kind of went over that. I did not add my personal input.
Yeah.
Because it gets very political. I tend to get nervous.
Oh, okay.
I really don't care too much for politics because, for one,
mm-hmm.
they're very confusing. However, it all goes back to the Reefer Madness campaign.
Okay.
And basically it is a conspiracy from the major manufacturers. To name a few would be Randolph Hearst and DuPont and so forth and so forth. Because of the, I'm sorry, the trees.
Okay, okay.
Actually, in 1916, the U.S. government predicted that by 1940 that all paper would come from hemp and that it actually produces 1 acre, which is equal to 4.1 acres of trees. So 1 acre of hemp is equal to 4 acres of trees. And that came directly from the Department of Agriculture. So that's like one aspect. However, who owned all of the trees? And now still today we're importing trees to produce things that hemp could produce.
Wow, that just totally blows me away because due to the fact that hemp is one of the fastest growing biomasses
Absolutely.
Known, you know, it's just, wow, that with me,
well,
that
and
just
it's a
does
rotation
not compute.
I mean, hemp does so much for the soil. It is grown without pesticides or herbicides. It
mm-hmm.
creates no toxins. It actually benefits the soil. And, you know, it makes it better for a farmland.
Exactly.
Just, yes. There's so much
yeah.
information on that level, on the agricultural and, you know,
right.
the stalks, the fiber that it produces. It's the longest, the strongest, the most versatile.
Wow. That's
airy,
amazing.
Reduces erosion. It could actually help save landslides. You know, it actually pulls toxins, even radioactive material, from the soil to use as a benefit instead of it being into the soil deeper, whereas chemicals added as pesticides and herbicides keep, you know, layering and layering the soil to where it just depletes it. So it's very
possible
to be used in any garden or any crop. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So how many hemp manufacturers are there in the United States that actually manufacture here?
Yes. Yes. I said that I did a little bit of research on that, and I did find a few. However, I only put, you know, like 20 minutes into that. But
mm-hmm.
I myself was a manufacturer. I created a hemp coffee filter, and also a hemp tea bag that could be used for the duration life of your coffee pot, and even then, all you had to do was rinse it out. So I made, you know, I imported the fabric and created the coffee filters, as I did with other products. But then again, I also represented manufacturers in my catalog from 15 other places, such as Canada, Romania, Poland. And so I would have been in the category of a manufacturer that did not create and produce all of my products here in America.
Okay.
But I did find a few, and we have a few in Michigan. The two companies that I did find in Michigan make food products and also body care products. So those are more of independent, you know, they're not like mainstream company where you can do a big order and sell. However, they are manufacturers.
Okay, great. For crop, hemp is, I found out that it was very environmentally friendly as well, like you stated. And I found out that hemp is one of the earliest domesticated plants known.
Absolutely.
It's just, there was just so much information on hemp until I think I've gotten bit by the bug because I want to know more. I want to know more and more because I'm leaning more towards, like I said, towards natural fabrics. You know, when you begin to brace the natural modalities and helping the body to heal and repair and rejuvenate itself, then naturally, you know, when you look at things you put on the inside, then you just automatically become conscientious of what we're putting on the outside as well. Now, I mean, as far as creams and potions and stuff like that, but even as far as, like I said in the beginning of our show, the fabrics, you know what I'm saying, the polyesters, and then we look at a lot of the materials now that have to go to the cleaners, and then that comes into a whole nother problem with the solutions and stuff they're using and the cleaning solutions. So it just, to me, makes such good sense to have this hemp more readily available.
I have to give the facts that the fiber is the longest, strongest, and most durable. It's the most elastic and absorbent natural fiber on the planet. As compared to cotton, it uses 25% of the world's crop chemicals, and hemp is stronger once again. It's durable, it's mildew resistant, it shrinks less, it's also UV protectant naturally.
Wow.
So, yes, wow. There's so many.
That's amazing. What is hemp's efficiency with its oil and fuel?
Well, the oil requires no herbicide and pesticides or fungicides or fertilizers for it to flourish. And hemp oil can also be made into any oil-based product. So, I mean, it's endless. The bulky hemp requires regional and local processing to be cost effective, but local transportation and manufacturing of jobs would help the economy in a substantial way. Fuel, it can produce electricity from sulfur-free coal for heating homes and methanol fuel for cars with competitive fuel to feed ratios. So if it's grown as an energy crop, hemp would also reduce the global warming. It produces four times as much ethanol per acre as corn does. So
that's amazing. So
and
now
it would be very price competitive as well.
Exactly, and that's what I was thinking about. You kind of touched on it. You know, the situation we have with as far as the job the lack of the jobs here in the United States look like this would be an awesome opportunity to create more jobs. You know, just I'm just imagining how many jobs could be created with hemp being legally grown here in the United States.
Millions. I mean, in immediacy, with the quickness. I mean, it would open the door to the vast, you know, productivity of all aspects of this sustainable crop that it is for producing food first, fuel, fiber, clothing, paper, oil. I mean, there's so many hemp facts. Just randomly, I will pick one here. There was a company, and I did find out that that company has since retired, but it was called Hemp Trivia. And when I would do my excursions in libraries or centers like where I work, I would always pass out the Hemp Trivia cards, and people would put them in their purse or sit on them or what have you. But then I would also do giveaways, so if people actually read the cards and learned the information, they would win a hemp prize.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chinese have used hemp for thousands of years, going back 10,000 years. A lot of our fathering fathers of our country used it and mandated that if you owned an acre of land or more, you were mandated to grow hemp for your family, for yourself, for the food, fuel, and fiber. I mean, so many, the Declaration of Independence was written on hemp. Our first American flag, the Old Glory, which was sewn by Betsy Ross, was sewn with hemp. So those are just a few fun history facts from Hemp Trivia.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that.
Ford. Yes. I mean, ships are still sailing today with hemp sails. Our government is the biggest importer of hemp fiber used for our armed forces in many different aspects and areas. So,
wow, that's really amazing. So, are hemp products legal in Canada as well? I know it's grown, but are different hemp products, legal in Canada?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hemp is
everything,
Hemp is one of the main importing countries for America for its supply of seed and oil, cold pressed. And, they're the closest in the Northern Territory region as well, as far as exporting. So, but yes, all aspects of hemp are legal in Canada. Canada has some amazing homes built completely, except for the windows, out of hemp. And I hope to someday soon have something like that here in Detroit. Of course, everything will be imported, but it will be built by Detroit volunteer carpenters and electricians and such, putting this hemp home together.
Wow.
And
that's
that is
amazing.
Another homes. Homes are built out of hemp.
Exactly. I just want to remind our callers that if you have a question tonight, feel free to press option 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can ask Jules your question tonight concerning hemp. If there's something you'd like to know about hemp, then this is a perfect time for us to have dialogue. I see you guys on each week, and you're there, but, this is an opportunity for you to ask questions. We have a specialist on with us tonight that, this is her specialty. She's passionate about this. So this is a perfect opportunity to get your questions asked. You don't have to, go somewhere else and say, well, I should have asked this. This is a perfect time to ask your questions. So, yeah, Jill, go ahead. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us tonight concerning hemp?
Just that it will help save our planet. It is the most versatile, longest, strongest fiber, and it needs to be educated. It needs to be brought back to American soil. We need to create jobs. We need to have a sustainable fiber and good food and
wow, okay.
And integrate it back into our community. Yes.
I have one caller that says that technically it's not, let's see, what is she saying? She says, is industrial hemp illegal to grow? She says technically industrial hemp is not illegal to grow in the United States. It is not illegal to grow hemp in the United States, and it has only been in its current state since the adoption of the Controlled Substance Act in 1970. Tara Kristen Brady noted this in her 2003 story, The Argument for the Legalization of Industrial Hemp, in the San Joaquin something law. But you say that it is illegal to grow here, right?
Well, I do know that there is our government has research crops growing, I do believe, in Hawaii, but it is not legal for any company or individual or citizen to grow industrial hemp. She may be referring to, I'm not sure where she's calling from, and then again, there are some legalities with Indians and the land, but I'm not sure on those two to make note of which.
Mm-hmm.
I do know in South Dakota, possibly, but I'm not updated on that information as of what it is right now, so I don't want to speak on that without knowing the actual facts.
Okay. I'm glad that you dispelled the myth about industrial hemp and marijuana, because I know a lot of people had that confused. They associated both, you know, that hemp is marijuana. But isn't it true that with the hemp, there's a lower proactive THC in the hemp, and you can't get high from it?
Absolutely. And basically, hemp is grown for its seeds and its stalk, whereas to the female plant is grown for its flowers, for its medicine. So if you think of it as the two different aspects, it's easier to understand. But yes, hemp does have a very low to, I do believe the ratio is 0.0008 of the lowest THC. And that's only in certain varieties of hemp. Some has absolutely none. But it depends on the region of its growth. And there's so many strains as well, as well as with the female.
Okay. So where are some of the, are there stores or what have you here in the States that you can buy hemp products, like clothing or anything like that? Are you familiar with any places that?
There's many. Now hemp is more mainstream, and a lot of designers, for instance, with major clothing lines, are now using hemp fabrics, such as Armani, Ralph Lauren, Disney, Adidas, Calvin Klein. And then you as well have, your little corner markets and designers that create individual, custom, unique clothing and or any item, like myself. So there's all an in-between as far as that goes, but yes, they sell a lot of lower end, like hemp jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, things of that nature, pretty much anywhere, from your natural food stores to Target to the malls, the jewelry shops. I don't really shop malls much, so I also would like to mention that if callers would like an in-depth research on anything or have accurate information and any question they may have, that they should go to votehemp.org. And it is, they are the leader with representing and creating a source of information worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you say you have, do you have a line of hemp products as well? And if do you want to give your information to the listening audience as to, you know, how to get in touch with you to possibly purchase your products or, you know?
Well, actually, I did have, and hopefully soon I will be reintroducing some products and some new manufacturers. I was out of the industry for a few years and went through a divorce. So I'm slowly getting back into, and I thank you so much for inviting me for the opportunity to talk about hemp. This is actually the first time that I've been asked as a guest or to speak or to do anything, you know, actually worldwide,
right,
since this is on the web. I mean, anyone could be listening anywhere. So I'm just, I'm really grateful. And I do talk about hemp every day. I love it. I believe in it. And I have hopefulness that it will be, you know, into the main market stream and be legalized soon. And I don't know, how would I do that? Because my 800 number, my website and everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, you know, reintroduce things. But I will have the coffee filters and tea bags available at Innate Healing Center, where I am employed.
Okay.
And
you
want to
give that address and everything out?
Sure. The address is 18700 Woodward Avenue. That's in Detroit, Michigan, 48203. Our phone number here is area code 313-366-2247. And I work at Innate Healing Center, which is a combination of chiropractic care, holistic healing, and we're hopeful to reintroduce, like, our mini cafe, which will host, of course, some hemp foods, soups, and hemp coffee.
Fantastic. Yeah, you guys, listen, Jules is there with Dr. Bob. You guys heard me.
Yes.
We had Dr. Bob on the show one night, and they heard me tell how I had fallen last year. I fell in November and I fell in December, and it left me really bad with a real bad pinched nerve. I mean, it was so bad until I couldn't stand. And Dr. Bob got me back on my feet. In fact, I'm doing great. You know, I just couldn't believe it. In fact, I was in so much pain. I was sharing with my listening audience that I was in so much pain until I was seriously thinking, I said, wait a minute, maybe I better go see a surgeon, because I had tried some of everything else, everything, you know. But I went to see Dr. Bob, and he got me back on my feet. So that's where Jules is, guys. So, Jules, give your information one more time.
Okay, for Innate Healing Center?
Uh-huh. And
is
this
located,
you said you have the coffee filters and the tea bags at this time,
we
right?
We will.
You
we
will?
Don't have them on the shelves right now. What we do have hemp products here are, we have a hemp herbal cream, and we also have hemp soap.
Okay.
So those are the two items right now. We're trying to reintroduce a line of hemp products that are domestic household items that could be used by anyone. And we will also have hemp books, like Jack Harer's The Emperor Wears No Clothes, which is like a very must-have if you are inquiring anything about hemp. It's a must-read, very educational. So we will have, and, you know, I would be willing to network with anyone who would like to create or bring hemp art, because you can create art on hemp canvas. So we're willing to, you know, display anyone who's local or not local. Give us a call. And we are located,
fantastic,
once again in Detroit at 18700 Woodward Avenue. And our phone number is area code 313-366-2247.
Fantastic. And I'd like to just give a little plug as well for anyone that would like to find out more about hemp. There's a book called The Renewal of Common Sense, The Case for Hemp in the 21st Century America, and it's written by Eric Rothenberg. And he was the president of the Atlas Corporation and a former director of Boat Hemp. So that's a good book, too. So, you know, if you're interested. And I see we have a caller here. So, caller, we're going to take a caller from the 734 area code. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, caller.
Joel, I was just listening. And this is really enriching. It's got a lot of good information. And I was just listening. I was just looking for an alternative toothpaste. I know you have. You said you have the soap. Do you have anything like toothpaste?
Oh, here at the center, we don't yet. I myself am a user of Tom's, but yeah, we don't sell those type of products here yet. Like I said, we're open to suggestions. The center here used to host a cafe,
mm-hmm.
and we're just reintroducing a mini cafe here, which I said is going to, we're going to serve the hemp coffees as well as fresh teas and a soup of the day. So.
And when is that cafe due to open?
Well, it's not cafe. It's mini cafe.
Mini cafe? Okay.
Yes, because we're just going to have like a little area for hot water, and basically you'll either get hemp coffee, and we will be selling the one-pound bags as well,
mm-hmm.
and fresh teas, tinctures, and a soup of the day. So it's going to be a small area to go only or sit in while you're awaiting Dr. Bob or if you're just visiting. So it's not going to be anything like it was. However, we're kind of really excited about doing this for the fall and winter season with
okay.
the hot soups and coffees and teas.
Great. I'd just like to let the caller know. Caller, I use a toothpaste, and it's an awesome toothpaste. It's made by Desert Essence, and it's a natural tea tree oil and neem toothpaste. And it's wintergreen. It has no fluoride. It has no sodium lauryl sulfates in it. And it's gluten-free. And you can find that at any health food store. I also use herbs when I'm brushing my teeth. Herbs are really good for the gums and for any kind of plaque buildup. I use bayberry and Chippewa pine, and I use cloves. And echinacea, mullein, these are all oils that are really good for the teeth, the gums, and for if you have any kind of plaque situation going on in your mouth. Oil of cajeput is wonderful. So a prickly ash, yellow
dye. They do have the hemp seed Tom's toothpaste, but we don't sell it here yet.
Okay. Yeah, and if you'd like to know more, feel free to visit my website, caller. Feel free to give me a call at area code 734-895-1940 for any further information on the herbs or anything like that. Just feel free to give me a call. And
okay,
thank you
thank
for
you
calling.
Very much. I like that information. I was just researching it because I think it's grown in the Caribbean also. I was just trying to look to see what it looks like. I think it's grown there.
Okay. What is that, the hemp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Well, Jules, in closing, is there anything you'd like to share in closing with our audience tonight? I really appreciate you coming on, and I've learned a lot. And like I said, I'm going to be getting more into it because, as I stated, as the more I get into the natural realm of taking care of my body, the more I want to go natural, the more I want to get away from the synthetics and from all the junk, and I want to go natural. So I thank you for coming on this evening and parting. What would you like to leave with our listening audience on tonight?
Well, I would like to share my favorite hemp facts. I've probably gone over them a few times in conversation talking about the different aspects of hemp. However, just to remind people that it produces 4 times the fiber per acre over cotton. It requires no pesticides or herbicides. It's naturally mildew resistant and flame retardant. And it is the longest, strongest, most durable fiber. It's used to make over 500,000 products from food, clothing, paper, and fuel. And I would like to stop importing it. I would like to keep progressing forward to actually be an exporter of hemp futuristically. So if we can come together and educate and motivate, and we will be caring and sharing, Dr. Doris.
Exactly.
And hemp will help save our earth.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you so much, Jules. And look, listen, I look forward to doing this again real soon. And I'd just like to share with the listening audience, soon I'm going to have a page on my website. It's going to be a Sharing is Caring website. So as soon as Jules get everything up and ready and her website and everything, we'd be honored to post a link on my website, so that you guys will know how to get in touch with her if you have any questions or any information, and see what she's doing, you know, on the hemp scene. And, of course, we'd love to support you in your endeavor. So let's form a little partnership here, and if there's ever anything that we can do, you know, feel free to call on us, Jules.
I absolutely am. I'm already interested in coming to, I'm not sure if you're hosting it, but the Sprouting class, that's this month.
Yes.
I'm, like, really
mm-hmm.
hoping to make that and also talk with you outside of your show about your herb classes. Because
Fantastic.
That's what I'm doing in the mornings, is taking an herbology course online and, you know, becoming familiar with other of God's plants that he has so
right.
gracefully given to us. So
That's
I thank
it.
You so much once again. I'm very grateful and honored to have been a part of your show tonight.
Thanks, Jules. And we'll do it again soon. And say hi to Dr. Bob for me.
I sure will.
Okay, good night.
Okay, in health.
Listen, I just want to remind you guys that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we are so honored that you joined us tonight to hear all this information concerning hemp. You know what? Do some research. Find out more. I mean, we have to know that there's so many wonderful things out there for us, but we have to search. You know, you have to seek. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. You know, we just can't take what the establishment is telling us as the gospel. We have to be out there on our own looking for things that's good for us. Remember to go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.com, .info. That's foryourgoodhealth.info. And we'll do it again next week, same time, same place. Thank you so very much for being in attendance tonight. You are the reason I'm here. And my closing affirmation says, I deserve the best, and I accept the best now. I am mentally and emotionally equipped to enjoy a prosperous and loving life. It is my birthright. I deserve all good. I claim my good now. Good night, everybody, and I'll see you next week. God bless you.